Don Downing, and I'm a shareholder at the Gray Ritter and Graham firm in St. Louis.
The final details are still being worked through, I believe, in terms of farmers in the class action lawsuit that was settled with Syngenta over the corn to China. Kind of talk us through what farmers can expect once there is a number, and talk about how many. I believe there were some 600,000 plaintiffs in this case. Kind of talk us through the process, if you would, please.
Well, I think the most important thing that farmers will need to know is if this settlement that has been reached is preliminarily approved by Judge Lungstrom in the District of Kansas, the federal judge who's overseen the federal multi-district litigation for several years. If this settlement is preliminarily approved, a notice will go out to all the class members, which includes corn farmers throughout the country, grain handlers, and ethanol plants. And it's important that those in the class, including those categories, including the farmers, be sure to review the notice carefully. And there's a claim form that will need to be filed by anyone who wants compensation as part of the settlement. There will not be automatic payments to anybody. You'll have to file a claim form. It's pretty simple and straightforward claim form. Shouldn't take much time to fill out. But farmers need to be advised to look for that claim form. And then they can either submit it hard copy to the claims administrator. The address will be in the notice where it needs to go, or they can complete it electronically.
All right. And Don, what is the range that the court is looking at for the settlement? And is there a way to say farmers would get between X amount of dollars and X amount of dollars?
Well, the overall settlement amount is set, and that's $1.51 billion. That's the amount that Syngenta has agreed to pay into the settlement fund, and none of that will revert back to Syngenta. So that's the amount that will go into the settlement fund. The amount that each farmer will get will be dependent upon how many claims are filed. So it's impossible to predict at this point in time how much each farmer might get. That will be determined in part in addition to the fact, you know, we'll need to know how many claims are filed. That will also be based on how many corn acres each particular farmer farmed in each one of the years 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2017. Those are the years that our experts have determined the price of corn was negatively affected by China's decision not to take U.S. corn.
Okay, so that was kind of my question. The amount a farmer gets will depend on these factors. And let's see, is there a one-size-fits-all place where they can get more information about this?
Well, yes, there is. If and when the settlement is approved, there will be a settlement website that will be set up. And that will be specified in the notice, the web address of that website. And again, this is all subject to the court approval. There's a hearing next week in which Judge Lungstrom will be considering whether to approve, preliminarily approve the settlement. I use the word preliminarily because under class action rules, two approvals are necessary. One is a preliminary approval, where the judge makes a preliminary determination as to whether the settlement is fair, reasonable, and adequate. And that's sufficient to send out the notice to all the class members. And then during the time period after the notice has gone out, class members will have an opportunity to either object to the settlement if they don't think the terms are fair, and anyone who wants to file an objection, the methodology to do that will be specified in the notice, or any class member who would like to opt out of the settlement and bring their own lawsuit, for example, will have the right to do that if they opt out by a certain date, which again will be specified in the notice. And then they'll also have a period of time, as I mentioned earlier, to file a claim form, and that period of time will also be specified in the notice. So after those periods of time run, the judge will then hold what's called a final approval hearing, in which the judge will consider, finally, the fairness and adequacy of the settlement for the class members. The court will consider any objections that may have been made to the settlement and rule on those objections. And if the court is convinced that the settlement is fair, reasonable, and adequate for the class members at that point in time, the court will then finally approve the settlement. And then only after final approval can the settlement funds be dispersed out to all the class members. And then there's also, a possibility of appeals. So it could take some time. What we've been telling people is that it's unlikely that any money from the settlement will flow out to farmers until sometime in the first half of 2019 because of all these procedures that have to be adhered to under the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure.